sometimes it just helps to have another opinion, a biblically grounded opinion. Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a short time of questions and answers with pastor and author John Piper.
John, we talk about the fatherhood of God with great ease today, but take us back to the time that Jesus walked the earth. Was it common for people to see God as their father?
It was not common for Jewish people to see God as their personal father. It was biblical for them to see God as the father of the nation, though that wasn't one of the most common pictures. Jesus said something absolutely revolutionary when he told the disciples to pray, "Our Father, Abba, Father," because they had never done the personal, "I am coming to God individually now. You're my father. I'm your child. I have been adopted or born into your family." They could think corporately about that and say the nation as a whole was fathered by God. But when it came to me as an individual, Jesus' personal dealing with God as Father, and then his saying to his disciples, "I go to my God and your God, my Father and your Father," he put on them a possibility for intimate personal communion with God personally as child to father that they'd never known before.
There are those who would maintain that, well, we're all children of God by virtue of the fact that he has created us. Is there something important missing in that understanding?
Absolutely. The Bible, in just a few places, like in Acts 17, does use the language, the pagan language of human beings as fathered by God in the sense of created by God. But that is very rare in the Bible. The vast overwhelming use in the Bible of God's fatherhood is that he makes himself the father of people by causing them to be born again and to be adopted into his family, so that only those who receive Christ, believe in Christ, can now be thought of properly as the children of God. And what that means is not children in the sense of created and dependent on the Creator. That's one use of child of God, but it's not the biblical use. The biblical use is, all right, I was created, I'm a rebel, and now I am subdued by the mercy of God. I recognize the love of God in Jesus Christ. I accept his death and his resurrection as the forgiveness for my sins. I receive the Holy Spirit. I begin to walk in paths of righteousness. That's called new birth. And it's called adoption. And now there's a family of believers, the household of God, and we are heirs of our Father. We have the spirit of adoption within us. He is our Father, and we cry out to him, Abba, Father, because he not just created us once, but created us twice or caused us to be born again. So yes, when a person says we're all children of God because God made us all, they're saying something true, but they're saying something quite irrelevant in that those people are all going to perish if they don't receive new birth, receive the spirit of adoption, receive Jesus Christ, and get adopted into the new family of God, which will live forever and inherit eternal life.
The ultimate answer to the question of joy is knowing Jesus Christ. At Desiring God, we aim to help you know him and enjoy him like you never have before. Visit today and take advantage of the many free resources at our website designed to help you make Christ the treasure of your life. www.desiringgod.org. Desiringgod.org.